Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
There's a brand new dance, and it's got a reggae beat. You do it in the bath while you wash your hands and feet. Get in the tub, hold your ducky in your lap. Tap your toes while you scrub in the water from the tap. And do the duck, rubber duck, duck, rubber duck, rubber duck.
Yes, you know, even on this lonely black, excuse me, even on this lonely Black Friday, you can't help but realize that we fooled them again, made it through another Thanksgiving. Here we go to Black Friday. I would say of all the Fridays, I'm not going to say this is the greatest of all our Fridays. But could be one of our most fun. I'll tell you right now, I am in such a good mood. You know why? Because I'm doing the rubby duck. Rubber duck. So it's so funny because I just gave Athena her bath and put her down because, as you know, I am not only the night nurse here, I am a dadfluencer. And, you know how we dadfluencers are with the songs we like to play for our babies. My dad always played Rubber Ducky sung by Ernie from Sesame Street. That was always my memory of the tubs he gave us. And I do that with Athena too, but I just stumbled on this new gem. Little reggae version of Ernie coming back into the studios. Didn't know about this. I'm sure some of you moms know about it. So amazing playing it, and she's just laughing. Probably laughing at me. Oh, people. Yeah. It just was. I'm hoping all of your Thanksgivings went well. Shout out to Natasha on our team who is interrupting hers to help produce this and put this out there. It is Black Friday. And I'm hoping many of you at 6 a.m. will be at the stores. I was relieved in doing my Black Friday research. Very relieved. You know, the Targets, at least in our area, were closed. There was one or two open, and I understand that. Maybe they're neighborhood ones for people to get last-minute groceries and such. But I found it refreshing. As much as I thought it was fun, too, to at midnight, you know, after you're done with Thanksgiving, go be part of that. I think for the sake of people working, they're able to be with their families and enjoy Thanksgiving. So it works out well. I do have, for those of you who care, some Black Friday tips. Went and did some research. Maybe that'll be helpful to you today. Maybe there's some Christmas movies that I can tell you. Maybe some closet movies that I think you should see over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And by the way, I'm just telling you all, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's because I'm so busy. I feel like Thanksgiving came really quick, and I feel like Christmas is going to come even quicker. So, you know how I feel post-Super Bowl. It is the dog days. So I hope that your Februarys and March are filled with events and fun things. But yeah, I shouldn't digress this early. A little reminder, while you are on the Heel Squad feed, this is regular Guy Friday. This was a Lonely Guy Friday, or a Lonely Black Friday edition. I say that as a... I just say that as a disclaimer. Sometimes Maria Menounos fans come here, they stumble on this show, and then they promptly give us a one-star review on Apple Podcasts. Well, I just have to remind you, you don't have to do that. You can just press pause. You can go over into our library of shows Monday through Thursday. Maria is hosting shows. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is all new content most of the time. In fact, if not all the time. And we only have 800 of those shows for you to choose from. So just deboard the plane right now, and we'll have first-class tickets for you waiting and vouchers. But as we say, this is the middle seat of Spirit Airlines version of Heel Squad. That being said, okay, let's move on. I have some, it's funny because I have to do these shows alone, which I do not like doing. I file things away when I see different pieces of advice that I think will be helpful to people. So hopefully we'll have time to go over some of them. As far as Black Friday goes, if you're going out this morning or for the day, and I hope you are, I won't be. I'm actually working at my studio because I have a lot of projects going on and a lot of deadlines I have to honor. I think I said this before too. Maybe I said it on the Christmas Specials We Love podcast, that my little holiday podcast that we do every year covering the Christmas specials and the movies and such. But it's, LA Christmases, the warm weather, it doesn't feel, the Black Fridays don't feel the same as they do back there. So, but if you all are out there and running around with your family and your friends, a lady by the name of consumer expert Andrea Warwick had some tips that I want to give her credit for and I want to share. Okay, here's the first one. Just like you shouldn't go to the grocery store when you're hungry, don't head out to the mall on Black Friday without a game plan. So I knew this one too. But make a list of the things you want to get and who you want to get things for. You know, and this is a quote from her. Now you know who you are shopping for. You can create your shopping game plan by comparing Black Friday ads using an app like Flip. To see which stores have the best deals for the gifts on your list. Take note of the day and time that a specific deal will launch so you don't miss it. So an app called Flip. Interesting. She recommends Flip because you can, quote, add items to Flip's watch list feature to get notified when a deal becomes available for a specific gift on your shopping list. Interesting. Okay. Another thing to look for is popular toys that might sell out and tech that may sell out. And those tend to be, Black Friday tend to be the best days to buy those kinds of items. Hot holiday toys that are likely to sell out, small kitchen gadgets, vacuums, and personal gadgets are a good deal during early Black Friday sales, says Warwick. The best discounts on big screen TVs and laptops will hit on actual Black Friday, when you can expect deals from top brands like Samsung, HP, and Apple. She also says there are some items that you're probably better off waiting to buy. If you're looking to treat yourself to a little style upgrade, Warwick says, hold off on beauty, footwear, and clothing as prices are historically cheaper during Cyber Monday. And if you're planning to splurge on plane tickets, she suggests waiting as well. For the best deals on airfare, hotels, and car rentals, shop Travel Deal Tuesday. I did not know about this. On Tuesday, November 28th, she continues saying, generally, most toys go on sale for even more off the last 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, and holiday decorations as well as winter apparel like coats and boots are a better deal right before or after Christmas. The thing about the toys is, I know if you're shopping for your children, you just end up running that risk if they're going to be sold out. So that's one I would go with her first note. Craving an extra cozy bedroom upgrade? Warwick says, if you can wait to upgrade your linens and bedding, you can enjoy deeper discount during January's white sale events. Oh yeah, I remember those. A lot of stores will let you stack coupons for even bigger savings. I love when you can get a deal on top of a deal, says Warwick. She suggests check for coupons by store name through deal aggregators like couponcabin.com or review blackfridaycoupons.com. And that is one place that you can find, those are places you can find extra savings quickly. She says you can also get coupons directly from retailers themselves by signing up for a store's email or text alerts. And this can get you an additional 10 to 20% off. And then you can always opt out after you get your discount codes. Okay, interesting. And don't forget you can get cash back. Use browser tools like Sidekick to get up to 25% cash back from thousands of retailers during Black Friday sales. You can also earn free gift cards to stores like Target and Amazon by scanning receipts using a cash back app like Fetch. Huh. Retailer apps can also be a great source for savings if you shop for a particular store often. If you shop at a particular store often. While I wouldn't download every single store app, Warwick says that some of them can give you access to exclusive deals. As an example, she shares, the Target Circle app will help you find in-store savings, such as coupons for specific products or category savings, money off of a certain purchase amount, like 20% off $50 in toy purchases, or even for gift cards. Interesting. I also like that I can check the online price using the Target barcode scanner, and customer service will match the online price at checkout if it's cheaper. You might even find more deals by following brands on social media. Warwick says this tip works particularly well if you're planning to shop smaller brands or at local stores. Following or liking brands or stores on social media will help you track sales in limited times deals, plus get your exclusive savings. Sometimes you can get 10 to 20% off. And I see this offered with small independent stores often, like your local clothing boutique. Finally, Doorbusters. Okay, so I didn't even know about this Doorbusters. We covered it on the Christmas Specials We Love podcast. But the Doorbusters are the ones that people literally bust the doors down. And as we know in the past, we did an episode of Christmas Specials We Love this week on Black Friday, and we covered some of the mayhem that's taken place. But needless to say, she says doorbuster deals can be very tempting, but there's two things you need to know about them. First, she says some doorbusters are limited in quantity, So unless you're among the first to get in the store, you may not get your hands on them. Additionally, she says that some doorbusters are simply not great products. Some doorbusters are made specifically for Black Friday in order to keep the price cheap and thus missing key component and features, or made of inferior quality when it comes to clothing, accessory, or home good. Do your research to make sure the model was sold all year long by checking reviews and look at all the details to make sure. I've had that experience. You know, something's just super cheap on Black Friday and it's crap. Okay, so a little Black Friday advice there. I think for the sake of my Natasha, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over some Christmas movies. Some interesting advice about success that came my way out of the box. Concepts that I want to share with you as well. All right, all that and more on this lonely Black Friday.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it.
To shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea.
Yep. when mountains crumble to the sea, there'll still be you and me. Inspiration is what you are to me. That's true of all you. Definitely true of Maria and my little baby Athena. But the title of this song, 1969 Led Zeppelin, thank you. So, yes, I know it's Black Friday, but come on. It's Thanksgiving Day weekend. You have to be thankful. I think Robert Plant does a very, really good job here of saying thank you. Beautiful song. Another song. So my mornings, I have this ritual, of course, as a dad influencer and a night nurse. My favorite thing is to wake up to, you know, go to Athena's crib, take her out, and she always smiles. And so today, and I'm always trying to have songs, the same kind of songs that we get to sing together. And she seems to like it. We walk the mile. Thanks to you. I think it's also so important, just, again, I'm new to being a dad influencer, but I think it's just so important, you know, to wake up, have her wake up to something fun and positive, you know, I want to really keep that going. Happiness, no more be sad. Anyway, already digressing. Well, children, all right, so it's that time of year we need to start getting into watching our Christmas movies. I'll tell you my habits. It's Lifetime or Hallmark. I just leave it on permanently in the background 24 hours, even with the sound off. I don't know how that's going to go over now because Maria's really anti-blue light and doesn't even want it near Athena, so it might be a little conflict. But then Maria and I have our annual traditions where we'll watch all the Christmas specials together. We used to do it with our little doggies. And then we have our It's a Wonderful Life screening that we tend to do with friends. And the most fun every year is to watch it with people who've never seen the movie before. It's a really fun thing to do and share the magic with them. And they usually go on to want to see it every year as well. The other one that I'll always watch Christmas Eve is the Alastair Sim version of Scrooge. To me, the quintessential one, the only one done in 1951, but I'll watch that Christmas Eve around midnight. There's something about it. Just kind of gets me in that right place. But all that being said, I think it's always fun to discover other Christmas movies that are out there. And I'm always looking for them, always mining them. And I'm definitely open to new classics. I don't find many, but they're out there. Two I'll mention. One is Violent Night. Kelsey and I actually saw it on Christmas Eve and loved it. And that's definitely going to be an annual one for me. The other one is Fat Man. It's fantastic. Great, great film. That was done a couple of years ago. That came out during the pandemic. And I think because it came out in pandemic and then stars Mel Gibson, who's controversial, it didn't really get its due. It's a great film. And then, you know, Bad Santa, we all know. You probably all know that. But that falls in line with those kind of dark, comedic, yet somewhat poignant, which I love. Best comedies to me are the ones that tie back to a story. But there's a random one out there that was made in 1991 called 29th Street that not a lot of people know about. In fact, it's hard to find. I think I was able to get an old DVD online that I had to buy a used one. I call it a New York Italian, It's a Wonderful Life, but it's based on the true story of a down on his luck father played by Danny Aiello and his son, who may have himself the winning lottery ticket. And that son's played by Anthony LaPaglia. But if you know Italian culture, but also want something heart-wrenching and a nice underdog story with some meaning, it's a great little film. And for whatever reason, it just didn't break through to Americana, but it should have. So check it out. And then there's some ones I've not seen that I'm intrigued by. So The Family Man, made in 2000. It's a Nicolas Cage movie. He's a Wall Street investor who's got himself a lot of money. And then one day he wakes up and he finds himself immersed in a different life. One where he's married to his college girlfriend and moved to the suburbs to start a family. And now he's driving a minivan rather than a sports car. And he ends up realizing what was missing. So I don't know. I've heard that one recommended to me a few times. I'm going to give it a try. Then there's another movie, Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, made in 2019. A failed postman, played by Jason Schwartzman, is sent to Schmierensburg, a frigid northern town where he meets a reclusive retired torn maker, Klaus, played by J.K. Simmons. I love J.K. Simmons, doesn't really make bad films. The pair form an unlikely friendship and work together to bring Christmas joy to one of the most miserable towns on earth. I'm going to give it a try. This one I've seen advertised, but never did anything to see it. Arthur Christmas, 2011. Delivering presents to billions of children around the world in one night would be impossible if Santa, played by Bill Nighy, didn't have help from his elves. With the help from an army of elves and a sleek North Pole control center, Santa pulls it off. Almost. Santa's second son, Arthur, played by James McAvoy, noticed a hole in Santa's roof, and there is one child who keeps getting missed. With the help of a rebellious elf and an untrained reindeer, Arthur attempts to bring Christmas to the one child who's been overlooked. By the way, that's on Hulu, HBO Max, Amazon Prime. Klaus is on Netflix, and The Family Man is on Peacock. So, I don't know, just throwing those things out there on this lonely Black Friday. I think we'll take one more break and then we'll come back with, maybe I'll just do it now. By the way, you know who came to spend Thanksgiving with us is one of our old producers, Elaine. And I was going to coerce her to be on the show. And then I didn't. I forgot. I think Kelsey went to Joshua Tree with her sister. Natasha's with her son at a family event. But I was going to say if I should take the break or if I should, I don't know, we should maybe go out on break with something here that I found very interesting. Yeah, maybe I will play it. This one, this might be kind of offensive to you. No, when we come back, there's just really good advice on success that I've never heard before. But if you're looking, I don't know, if you're doing a character study on people or you're getting to know someone either you're dating or want to be friends with or about to hire or work with in some capacity, this person has a unique perspective advice-wise. And listen, I'm open to all pieces of advice. I think there's many maps to get to success. There's many different routes to understand people. I mean, and I'm open to all of it. And this was interesting to me. I don't know if it's going to resonate with you all as well. I think there's some truth to this. I don't think it's 100% accurate and truthful, but just a different way of looking at something in life that I've never heard before. I'm going to play it for you guys.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps his bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Hopefully I can play it for you. Really?
Tell me how long it takes you to order at a counter, and I will show you your bank account.
Why?
But I was at a counter, like one does, a coffee shop or something, and there's always a lady in front of you, right? And the lady in front of you takes 4 centuries to order a coffee and a muffin. What I realized very quickly is, you know, if you want to get something done, you give it to a busy person, is the saying. That's why they say you should take somebody to dinner before you hire them, or take them out to lunch, see how they treat the staff. But I also think, see how quickly they make decisions, because people who take forever to order when they stand in line, one, are really comfortable inconveniencing somebody else around them, which means they have limited self-awareness, maybe borderline narcissism. And then simultaneously, they're not very efficient at the things that don't really matter. That coffee order does not really matter. And so if we know we are here for a finite amount of time, why spend so much time on that as opposed to a walk, a sunset, etc.?
You really didn't like this lady, did you?
Show me.
Well, interesting, right?
Order at a counter.
Show me how long it takes you to order a counter, and I'll show you your bank account and your success. I don't know. I saved that because I wanted to share it. I think I agree with her, to be honest. I really do. But anyway, all right. Maybe that moves you. Maybe it doesn't. Please forgive me. It is a lonely Black Friday, and I'm doing my best here. One more break, and we'll be right back. Couple other tidbits on success I want to share with you before, you know, we go out and start, you know, breaking windows and ripping flat panels out of people's hands. Let's go, people. Hey, everyone, back on this lonely Black Friday. This was another piece of advice that showed up on my Instagram. It's funny. There's so many great things to subscribe to on Instagram. Business Growth Mentor is one I've mentioned in the past, but then you get all these suggestions from others, but just a lot of the stuff just pops up. And, you know, I just feel like the end of the year, we're always thinking about our careers. I swear since the pandemic, so many of us, including me, are asking, what is this all about? Why am I feel like a hamster on a wheel. I feel as though I'm not living my purpose. I'm not doing what I love. I'm feeling my sense of mortality. I mean, all of it. And so I think it's not just me. I think there's a lot of people feeling that way. And I believe at the end of the year is when it really starts to resonate. Now we go into the new year, and I just feel it's a nice milestone to make changes. It's a nice excuse to make changes. And we'll talk about it more, I'm sure, before January, but I feel as though now that we're in the holiday season, this is the time to start planting those seeds and thinking, what do you want 24 to look like? Rather than spend all of January trying to figure that out. But now, while you're, I don't know, doing your shopping and things like that, or things that, let's say, aren't really, that are a little mindless, just start thinking, what do I want in 24? And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because there's obviously a lot I can say about it, but I think it's good. I'm thinking myself too, what do I want this year to look like? And not just what do I want to accomplish goals, but what kind of person do I want to be? What new modalities do I want to put in place? What do I want to prioritize more? What do I want to change? I don't know. Anyway, all right, let me play this and let's see if this Let's see if this motivated or moved you as much as it moved me. This is something that this was a guy in the 1970s, which I think is so cool. Let's see if let's get this thing playing. All right, don't embarrass me.
If you took all the money in the world, divided it up equally among everybody, it would soon all be back in the same pockets. Incredible. Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself, personal development. See, the major question to ask on the job is not what are you getting? The major question to ask on the job is, what are you becoming?
What are you becoming? Oh.
See, the big question is not what am I getting paid here? The big question is, what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become.
Happiness is contained in what you become. Wow. I don't know. That just really spoke to me. And maybe it speaks to you as well. And what am I becoming here in this job, in this business? I really wish I asked myself that question in a lot of past ventures, whether I was working for people or even doing my own stuff. But it really resonates. What am I becoming? And now even as a manager, I can say, I can feel good if I know the people working for me or the people, let's say I'm representing as clients, if I know they're becoming something, then I can be okay with it. You know, with the level, let's say they're working really hard or they're going the extra mile, they're making sacrifices. But if I know they're becoming something, then I can continue with them as well. But for myself, I'm going to start asking, what am I becoming? So in 24, what am I becoming? As I have all these new ideas, these new ventures I want to put into place, I've never taken that time. It's just always been, you know, for me, it's like, okay, well, this will make Maria's career bigger. This will protect Maria. This, you know, it's, I've never taken that time to think about becoming. So I just want to share that with you all. And I don't know, hopefully it resonates. Hopefully it resonates. I think there's one more. This one, it's a little all over the place, but I feel it's inspiring because he talks about my favorite word. Well, I always joke my favorite word is free, but I stole that from my friend Randall. No, but my real favorite word is fun. You know, I'm always, I always loved it when I would see people at jobs mess playing around, whether it was on construction or working at a sub shop or any place. I just, we in the carny business, the junkies and the heroin addicts and the thieves, and they weren't as down for the fun, but the kids from the projects and the city, and the, some of the students, my special ed students I had that came to work for me for a decade, we just, it was all about fun because the work was brutal. It was miserable. So it was like, you know, we had people that would come and just complain. And it was just, couldn't get them out of there fast enough. But for the rest of us, it was just fun. It was, there was so many fun, ridiculous things we did. And anyway, I'm getting off the subject, but I want you to listen to this person talking about how he was successful. And listen, there's stuff in here about money with the interviewer that may or may not resonate, but there's an interesting part about fun that really moved me, and I hope it moves you too as well. Let's see.
I am 67.
67. You're 67. That's incredible. How old were you when you became a millionaire?
24.
What's been the best financial advice that you've ever received throughout your lifetime?
The best advice I ever had was whatever dream you've got, you're running against the clock the minute you come out of the womb.
So sense of urgency.
Don't settle or sell out. Don't ever do that.
What industry?
Don't settle or sell out.
I was in advertising and marketing.
What was the most amount of money that you ever made in a single year?
Well, we had some pretty good years, say $500,000.
$500,000. 99% of people will never make half that a million money in a single good year. What skill set or blueprint took
you? This is interesting.
Now, that's a great question. in my life, I don't think people have enough fun. And so I think if you are able to manifest fun into a marketing campaign, and I don't care what it is, the rules are there are no rules any longer. I don't care whether it's insurance, funeral homes, pharmaceutical, I don't care what it is. I think people covet having more fun. And if you can take them to that place, I think you'll make a hell of a lot more money.
And just any last words of advice to the younger generation aspiring to become successful like yourself?
I would say to anyone that the only thing constant in this world is change.
Yep.
And if you're at low ebb, the tide will rise. And I don't know why, but it just simply will. And again, I would overkill the fact, if you're not having fun, go have more of it. It'll make you live longer, and you will not really care about the money as much as you will care about feeling good about everything.
What are you now?
There you go. So, a lot in there, a lot to unwind. But yeah, that's so interesting. And even when you're selling, whatever your product is, tie it back to fun. So I took that away as well, but interesting, right? So I don't know. I hopefully maybe it moves you as much as me. And by the way, he made $500,000 a year. I know people have made millions. But I thought that was very cool. And I don't know. Hopefully it resonates with you as much as it does me. It's funny. I'm always running this stuff by Maria too. Sometimes she's like, what? Poor Maria. So overwhelmed. We were talking to Athena and she said, isn't it great? Daddy's so much about fun. And then she said, even though he's also very intense. And I was like, well, you know, you'll find out. Yes, Daddy's very intense, but I'd like to think a lot of the stuff we have around here, why we're still here, is because Daddy is intense. But I digress. Okay, I'm going to, let's go shopping, people. Hopefully you've stretched, you're ready, you're in the right shopping clothes. Yeah, it's another thing too, I think get a good parking space, and I think leave the winter jackets and stuff in the car. Because I think it just weighs you down. It's heavy in the mall. If you try things on, it's really just a pain. So, I don't know. Park close and run it. Or maybe the driver, the designated driver, drops everyone off at the front. But I don't know. I think I'm out of tips now. You can hear it in my voice. The Hashimoto's meets Lyme disease meets mold. Diet Coke's wearing off. Here's my most underrated version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Ray Conniff. Okay, kids, now that's it. All right? That Halloween business is behind us. This warm-up of Thanksgiving is now behind us. Let's go. It's about the greatest holiday of the year. And it's too big for a day. Okay? One day's not enough. So, I usually go home for a weekend. And I go back to Boston. And I have to squeeze in a ton of people to see friends I grew up with and stuff. But I do it every year. And, when you have those wonderful friends, doesn't matter if it's been a year, 2 years, 5 years, even 10 years, you pick it right back up. But thank God for this holiday, or I wouldn't really be able to do it. And I don't know if any of you are travelers, but, you know, my scam is usually get a, go to a hotel that has a really good bar, and then I just invite everyone to the bar, so I get to see everybody, and then my friends who all are friends together see each other too. But I think these next 3-4 weeks should be about that, and try to connect with some people, even if it's a coffee with a nice holiday cup. You know, there's an amazing coffee place here that young lady opened the business. It's pretty incredible, and Marie and I are going to get involved and help her. But that being said, I have to go to my Starbucks and Coffee Bean and the franchises because I need my holiday cups. I need my holiday drinks just to get me in the spirit. But seriously, this is the time that get in your dinners and your parties. Yeah, this is the time. Because listen, we know after January, other than that Super Bowl party, it's all downhill from there. But anyway, all right, you guys. Well, even while the holidays are happening, try to remember why we're here. Help each other, learn from mistakes, and have fun.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili Wonderful Pistachios. Wonderful Pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit WonderfulPistachios.com to grab a bag.